What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton, co-host Wes Goldberg, joining me in just a minute. The Dubs getting ready to take on the Pacers tonight, and the Dubs have hit a frustration wall. They are frustrated. They're upset, and I don't blame them. Could this be a jumping off point for them to turn it around, or is this just who they are? We will see. There's some trade options that have also opened up for the Warriors, and a certain first-round pick been sent down to Santa Cruz. Hopefully this can get him back online, or just online for the first time, really. It's all coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. Charles T. Hamilton, Wes Goldberg, joining me in just a minute. Classic Locked On Warriors format here. Dubs taking on the Pacers tonight. Another tough matchup. I mean, here's the problem with the Warriors and their poor beginning to this season is they've had a relatively easy schedule, and now the schedule starts to get harder and harder. And you see that with them playing Utah and them playing the Pacers tonight. Going to be a tough one, especially as the Warriors are just super frustrated, tired of losing. Even though we know losing has positives for them this year as far as getting the first overall pick, etc., you think Draymond or any of those players care about that? You think Steve Kerr really cares about that? No, they don't. They want to win. And losing 12 of 13 has really started to take its toll on these guys. We'll see if they can turn it around against the Pacers tonight, but it's a tough one. The Pacers are a good, good team. And they also have a guy who might keep an eye on for the Warriors at some point. Super vague. That's the way I like to keep it. Jacob Evans sent down to the G League. We're going to talk about that. Can he get his career back on track? And we do have a trade, not involving the Warriors, but could clear something for the Warriors to a move for them to make. We're going to talk about all that coming up next. But first, are you the type of fan that knows football so well that you could choose any game and call it? Well, MyBookie is the place for you because they let you turn all your sports knowledge into cash in your wallet. Between football season, NBA, and the start of college basketball, it's time to get off the sideline and get in on the action with MyBookie. If you're the kind of guy who likes to bet a little to win a lot, try a parlay. For instance, if you like a couple of the big favorites this week, parlays are perfect because they let you bet multiple games together for a much bigger payout. So if you're going to bet this season, do the smart thing. Go to mybookie.ag because no one gives you more ways to win. Tired of watching games from the couch with nothing to gain? MyBookie wants to get your mind off everything else and back on the game. If you join right now, MyBookie will match your deposit halfway all the way up to $1,000. That means if you bet $2,000, you deposit $2,000, you get an extra $1,000 in free money to play with. Just use promo code LOCKEDONNBA to activate the offer. Once again, that is promo code LOCKEDONNBA to take advantage of MyBookie's generous sign-up offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today, and that is promo code LOCKEDONNBA. You play, you win, you get paid. Are you looking for a spring vacation? Follow your favorite baseball teams to Arizona for Cactus League spring training. Amazing weather and landscapes, exciting outdoor adventure, incredible food. Arizona is the perfect home base for baseball fans. You get to follow your favorite baseball team to Arizona for Cactus League, 10 stadiums, 15 MLB teams, 75 degree temperatures. All 10 stadiums are in the greater Phoenix area within 50 miles. Meet the players and get autographs before games. It's such a great experience, guys. It's like summer league in the NBA. You're rubbing shoulders with these guys at the local restaurants and bars. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience for a baseball fan. It's also completely family-friendly. Bringing kids along to spring training, it's a fantastic destination for families. Family-friendly resorts and hotels offer plenty of fun for kids of all ages, from water parks to horseback rides to games and activities. Arizona has tons of stuff for kids to do and see, like wildlife parks, science museums, aquariums, and dude ranches. Plan your spring training getaway at visitarizona.com/springtraining. That is visitarizona.com/springtraining. Wes, the Dubs are taking on the Pacers this evening at the Chase Center. And I don't know if there's any team that would be a good team for them to play right now with seemingly how frustrated the team is and just upset about the losing. And losing takes its toll. I mean, even though us on the outside can see that there's benefits to it, players don't want to lose. And even if they know what the good parts are, do you think Draymond Green cares that they get a number one overall pick? You know, like, players want to win, and it's starting to wear on these guys, and it's pretty noticeable.
I mean, this is probably the worst stretch of basketball that they've had all season, and in a season that's been really, really bad. It's been 12 of the last 13 games that they've lost. And look, they played three pretty good games going into that 30-plus point blowout against Utah. But, man, like, it's one of those things where, yeah, you can string together some nice performances, still not come away with the win. And then you take a major step back and in that game against Utah. And I think that's when you started seeing some of these frustrations boil over, because you have Steve Kerr just like screaming on the sideline, Draymond Green picking up texts that, you know, I don't think that he really deserved that technical foul, but still it's there and he's frustrated. And, you know, Steve Kerr said the other day that it felt like this team was spiraling, and it does sort of still feel like this team's in a tailspin right now. I don't know how you get out of it. They've got so many holes. Like, they can't protect the rim. They had a hard time cutting off penetration from by Rudy Gobert against Utah. And in the games previous, I mean, we've seen Jonas Valanciunas just completely eat them up. Hassan Whiteside put on some big numbers, even though I'm not sure how much of a contributor he really was to the win. But, I mean, guys are putting up huge numbers against them, and they can't guard the three-point line either. So the defense is starting to slip after we saw some progress. The offense still can't get out of the mud. And I think I kind of want to get your take on this, but like, we might have kind of seen the ceiling of this team. I know that the whole point of this year was development and progress and things like that, but it does just sort of feel like this is sort of it. I mean, they went on a four-game win streak. They beat two good teams. They beat two bad teams. That might have been the high point of their season. This might just be it. I don't think that this, like, it's not breaking news that this team isn't very good, but this might just be as good as they possibly can be, which is very bad.
Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely correct. I think they might have found their ceiling earlier this year when the defense was, you know, league average, offense was not the worst in the league. But I think we've seen it, and we've seen them regress since then. And I like that you brought up the big man spot, because yeah, Jonas Valanciunas, Rudy Gobert, Hassan Whiteside are all putting up monster numbers, and we mentioned it a little bit earlier this year, but I think they're definitely going to have to readdress the big man spot in the offseason, just because you at least need a big body to match up with these big bodies. You know, it doesn't have to be an all-star or anything like that, but they just don't have the girth to deal with these big centers that you're going to have to deal with in the Western Conference. I mean, you know, Phoenix has DeAndre Ayton. We mentioned the other three that just ran through them. You know, Zubac has given them trouble. There's a lot of beef in the Western Conference and in the Eastern Conference, honestly, throughout the NBA, because it's such a marginalized position. But when they can find an advantage, they take advantage of it. And for the Warriors, that's definitely one of their weakest spots. One of the things I wanted to bring up, since they are playing the Pacers tonight, and this is one of the least likely trades I think that would happen, but there's always rumors about Miles Turner, who offensively probably hangs out a little too much around the three-point line, but is one of the best shot blockers in the game. He's one of those big bodies that I talked about, and he's always talked about as being on the move because of the fit with him and Domantas Sabonis. And of course they prefer Sabonis over Turner, just pure skill wise. It's understandable, but that doesn't mean Turner's a zero. And I still think it's a long shot because of what it would take to get him. And I don't think D'Angelo Russell's really a fit with Indy, but it's just something that I've kept my eye on throughout the years, is him and his game. How do you think his game would fit with the Warriors, and how unlikely do you think a move would be made for him to the Warriors?
I'm trying to remember what his salary is right now. Would he fit into that trade exception?
He's just outside of it. I think he makes about 18 a year, so he would just be too much for the trade exception.
Yeah, so you know, I don't know how you would even make a deal. I mean, it would have to be a three-team trade where you move D'Angelo Russell to a third team. That team sent something of value to Indiana, and the Warriors end up getting Miles Turner. The fit's not bad. I mean, he's space to the floor. He can protect the rim. He's an okay passer, not a great one. I don't love his overall feel for the game. He could, I think, seem overwhelmed in a playoff setting, as we've seen in the past. And he certainly doesn't have the feel of the game that a Domantas Sabonis does, but you know, I don't know if it's worth necessarily pulling out all the stops for a guy. And I like Miles Turner. I think he's a good player. I just, if you were to put the over-under on all-star games that he makes in his career at 1.5, or even 1, I'd probably take the under if I had to put money on it. Where as a guy like D'Angelo Russell, if that's indeed how you have to get that deal done, I would take the over on him making another all-star game. And just that alone, plus the fact that you really want to trade a ball handler, shot creator for a center, just in general, would make me shy away from a deal like that. But just to kind of go back to this issue at center, because I do think that the Warriors have to make a move. You know, they've encountered a string of big men that have given them fits over the last few games, and they're going to continue to see Miles Turner and Sabonis tonight. They've got Joel Embiid potentially if he comes back from his finger injury on Tuesday. And on this East Coast trip, there's a number of centers who are going to give them problems. And we keep talking about Willie Cauley-Stein's value as that guy who's supposed to be the point of defense between those big guys and the rim. And at times he's played well, but he's still, like, at his heart, his identity is a finesse player. He is a finesse player despite being 7 feet tall. If you gave him truth serum, he'd probably rather be 6'3" and a point guard as opposed to 7 feet tall and a center. He wants to play away from the basket. That's where his comfort zone is. This team is missing the Andrew Bogut, the Zaza Pachulia big body guy that, you know, you have in great case of emergency situations. You know, every 4 or 5 games, you're going to come across a Jonas Valanciunas type, and you just need that guy to come off your bench and just and be the defense against that. And the Warriors are sorely missing that right now. So maybe it's not quite as a big name as like a Miles Turner, or even a big salary like a Miles Turner or something like that. But just having a guy at that size would be tremendously helpful for the Warriors. And I think that's going to be a priority for them this summer.
Yeah. There aren't a ton of options as far as free agency is concerned, but there are a few. So it'll be interesting to see how they might try and address that. But yeah, you nailed it with Willie Cauley-Stein. He would much rather be a small forward than a center. I'm pretty sure of it. Jacob Evans was moved down to the G League, and I guess we should talk about it. I mean, is it moving deck chairs on the Titanic? Is it worth something? We're going to talk about that in just a minute. If you've been a listener to this podcast, I'm sure you've heard all the great advertisers working with Locked On to reach sports fans. But you may not know that Locked On Warriors is a great way for your local business to reach passionate Warriors fans just like you. Unlike any other podcast, Locked On gives your local company the unique ability to reach local podcast listeners. Not just any podcast listener, a Locked On podcast listener. If your company wants to connect with Warriors fans in a predominantly male audience that is well-educated with disposable income, then let's put your company right here on this Locked On podcast. Local fans love to support local businesses. Text the word advertising to 33777 or visit lockedonpodcast.com/advertising and let us know who you are. We'll get our team to help your team achieve Locked On advertising success. Once again, the word advertising to 33777 or visit lockedonpodcast.com/advertising. We look forward to hearing from you. Wes, I just mentioned that Jacob Evans is being sent down to the G League, and I hate to be super negative on a player, but he hasn't been good. And even when he's had his G League stints, it hasn't been much to write home about. Do you see this as anything that might be able to actually help him find his rhythm, his groove, just his niche in the NBA? That's the biggest thing with him, is find something, find one thing that you can do better than other options on this Warriors team can do. Even if it's rebounding, and he just hasn't been able to find one thing to really affect and change the game when he does get his opportunities. Is this just another stab at him trying to find his rhythm, or I don't know. Where are you at with Jacob Evans?
I kind of go back with Jacob Evans. I went to a Santa Cruz Warriors game last season, okay, just to check it out, and it was a close game in Santa Cruz. I forget who they were playing, and it was down to the wire, and Jacob Evans was on assignment and was not in the game in the most important moments. Like, literally, for a team trying to win the game, their NBA assignment player was on the bench, mm-hmm. which – lends yourself, like, that just says, like, the other guys were better than him. And, you know, I think that the Warriors were obviously high on his ceiling as a 3-and-D prototype of player. I don't think that they're very high on that ceiling anymore. I would venture to say Jacob Evans probably has the lowest ceiling of anybody on the Warriors, and maybe among a lot of NBA players. I just don't know, like you said, what is it that he does better than average? Not well, not great, not elite. What is it that he does better than average? And I don't think that there's anything that you can really point to. Steve Kerr will tell you that he is a smart, reliable, strong defender. I haven't seen that. I think that is just him trying to – maybe he knows where his spots are supposed to be. Maybe he knows, like, where he's supposed to be on the court. But I think that this adductor strain that sidelined him for several games at the start of the year is still lingering. I haven't seen a guy at his size look less mobile in person than I have him. I mean, he is having issues just turning his hips. He is having issues sliding on defense. I mean, he gets blown by all the time, and he's unplayable defensively. And offensively, he just is he's a passerby. He just sort of stands there and waits for the ball to come to him. And if it does, maybe he'll shoot it, but more often than not, he'll just move the ball and pass it. And I think, you know, in some respects, okay, good. Like, give the ball to the guys who can do stuff, like D'Angelo Russell and Draymond Green and all these other guys. But at the same time, you've got to do something, man. And he's just not. And I think that this is interesting with him going down the G League. Obviously, he broke his nose, came out of the concussion protocol, played 18 or 19 minutes against Utah, most of which came in garbage time in the fourth quarter. But at least he was out there, he was playing, and he was healthy enough to play that many minutes. And that was the most important part for him in that game. But now he's going down in the G League. He's going to get some reps. And I think they're just looking for something for him, because this is a very pivotal moment in his career. There is a numbers crunch. We've talked about it before, going on in the backcourt. And the Warriors are very aware of this. And they are going to basically get everything that they can out of Jacob Evans. They are going to let him play as many minutes as possible, whether that is in the NBA or in the G League, just to see, okay, is it time to cut bait with this guy? Because we're going to have to cut bait with somebody, right? Like, they can't hold all of these guys going into next year. It's doubtful that they would do that. And it just seems like right now Jacob Evans is the odd man out.
Yeah, and people have brought up, you know, we can't trade him because of his guaranteed deal next year, which, no, you can't really trade. I mean, I don't know who would want him.
You'd have to attach a pick to it. Like, it would be like getting Alec. Yeah. Like, if you trade Alec Burks for a second rounder, and then you turn around and take that second rounder and attach it to Jacob Evans, basically buying Jacob Evans, buying a first round pick,
or the money pick. Also, because that's the thing that other people brought up, is they don't have any money to send out this year. That resets itself in the new year, in the new basketball year or whatever, so they can do it then. There's options, there's possibilities to be able to move him and his contract, but right now it's not looking great. And it's funny to me, man, the term 3-and-D gets thrown around so much for players who can't shoot threes and don't defend. It's like, there are only so many actual 3-and-D players in the league, and Jacob Evans is not one of them.
It's a hard thing to scout for, too. I mean, you have, like, Jacob Evans was a 3-and-D prototype. He's got a good wingspan. He's long. He made threes at Cincinnati in college. Mm-hmm. But it's tough going from that in college, from the college game to the NBA game, to be able to defend at a high enough level and shoot threes from a further distance. As we know, the NBA has a further three-point line in NCAA, to shoot it from a further distance consistently enough and to defend much better players than you are in Cincinnati. Like, yeah, maybe you could do this at Cincinnati, but you can't do it in the NBA, and it's really hard to project for that. And that's why you know, people say, why is it so hard to find guys who can just defend and hit threes? Well, you have to do both. If that's what you are, if you are a 3-and-D player, you have to do both of those things, which are hard things, at a borderline elite level, right? Because if you're elite at those things and you can do other stuff like handle the ball and facilitate, well now you're just an all-star player, right? Mm-hmm. Like those, that's, so you're basically taking away all this other stuff and asking a player to do these two things at a near elite level, and that's really, really hard. Let's look around the league. There's not a whole lot of guys that are really like that. I mean, there's just not. I think Paul George is like 3-and-D player, like at its highest level. Like he Clay. Is sort of a 3-and-D guy. Klay Thompson, yeah, is a 3-and-D guy. Like he is like him and Klay are like those guys at the highest level. And you know, you've got degrees of that beneath there. But mm-hmm. boy, if you can't do at least one of those things, like you're pretty much SOL. You're out of the league because we already know you can't do the other stuff.
Exactly. There's degrees below it, like you said, like Robert Covington, 3-and-D. Okay, but he shoots threes right. at 35%. Like, is that great? It's you'll take it. You'll absolutely take it, yeah. but it's not the Klay or Paul George level. And yeah, if you actually can shoot threes and defend, if you're actually good at probably two of the most important aspects of the game, and especially in today's game, being able to knock down threes and defend, yeah, you're more than just a role player. One thing I wanted to bring up before we wrap this thing up, there was a trade today in Dallas that, again, doesn't affect the Warriors, but might soon enough. They traded Isaiah Roby to OKC for Justin Patton, who is a first-round bust. He was drafted by the T-Wolves, a couple years ago, and his flamed out. He's been on a couple different teams, but Dallas is not going to keep him. They're actually going to cut him to open up a roster spot, which still keeps certain trade opportunities open for the Warriors and Mavs. Strictly trade machine fodder from me. Opening up a roster spot would open up a spot not just for Willie Cauley-Stein, but potentially Alec Burks as well, who would help off the bench for the Mavs. Maybe not their biggest need, but still, it just leaves it open. It's not a done deal. They didn't get Justin Patton to fill the role that Powell has left open with his injury. So just something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, when I saw that trade reported, I was like, oh, well, that was literally the trade we talked about on, you know, a couple of episodes ago was Isaiah Roby for Willie Cauley-Stein straight up. Or like, you know, maybe a draft pick as well or something going back to the Warriors. But yeah, they executed that Isaiah Roby trade chip. And but like you said, they ended up waiving Justin Patton, whose NBA career is most likely over, and they have an open roster spot. So I think it's something to think, it's something to look at. And look, the Warriors are probably going to make a trade before February 6th trade deadline. They may make a couple of different trades, and it's going to be a team like Dallas, if not Dallas, that is going to pick up some of these guys, because the Mavericks have, I mean, for rightly or wrongly, championship aspirations right now, this season. And so they have the greatest offense ever. Like, right now, they have the greatest offense we've ever seen, which is remarkable to think about. Because it's basically Luka Doncic and a bunch of Seth Currys. Yeah. But if they think that offense is good enough to lift an average defense that maybe they think can be bolstered by a healthy Kristaps Porzingis, if they can fill that Dwight Powell hole and just keep bringing guys off the bench who are high level role players, like an Alec Burks, yeah, why not? Why wouldn't they make that sort of move? So yeah, I think it's something to keep an eye on.
So we will see another 2 weeks or so until the trade deadline. So I'm gonna have my eyes all over it. I'm sure you all will too. Dubs taking on the Pacers tonight. Wes, Dubs get a win tonight. Come on, let us know.
You know what? Let's say that they do. Let's go for it.
Oh, that's even more positive than a sure. All right. Take that one to the bank. They're going to win one eventually. Who the hell knows? Could be against the Pacers tonight. We will see. Everyone have a fun, safe weekend. Wes and I will be back next week with more Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on the Golden State Warriors. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every day.